This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Five cities have sued the state of Colorado and Jared Polis over who has power to set tax rules. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Colorado's constitution allows home rule cities like Denver, Boulder, Pueblo, Commerce City, and Westminster to set many of their own laws and taxes. Starting in August, a new law will force home rule cities to waive sales and use taxes for construction supplies for public school projects, just like other Colorado cities do. Plaintiffs say the new law violates Colorado's constitution, which protects home rule and local policy. A spokesperson for Polis says it's ridiculous for cities to force schools to pay more. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A tourist train that calls itself the longest scenic railroad in North America is opening for its summer season. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad starts its route from the small San Luis Valley town of Antonito. Its classic Old Western steam engine climbs above 10,000 feet of elevation along a winding mountain track that crosses the Colorado and New Mexico border 11 times. Its first trip of the season was delayed a couple weeks due to fire risk, but it's now ready to start and runs through late October. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
I-70 is closed at Glenwood Canyon due to a flash flood warning issued for the Grizzly Creek Fire burn scar in Garfield County. Westbound motorists from Denver metro area can reach the northern bypass via U.S. Highway 40, Highway 9, or Highway 131. For eastbound, head to West Rifle on exit 87. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.